New Year to... Oh, no, wait. That's good evening. It is Wednesday, August the 26th, 2015, Wednesday evening. Welcome to those who are listening in on BBS Radio. This is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. And let's see. I think more people joined in the last minute. We welcome you. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how you say, everybody?
Hey, good evening, Don, and welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Yeah. And I think we're there. Yes. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing? Hi.
Good, good, good. Thank you for being here. And hi, Kathy. I know you're there, Kathy. Welcome to the call, and I'm glad you are participating with our group. So tonight is the night where Wynn will be back on Coast to Coast Radio. This will be from Pacific time, midnight, until 2 a.m. tonight. We had somebody else join in on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everybody. It's Eric from Santa Fe.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for being here, man. All right. And we are only 1 minute away from the hour. BBS let us on early again to the internet. What a great technical tools we have available to us. It is just awesome. Thank you all for being here, and it's just great to be part of this group, raising the vibrations, making this world a better place. And we had somebody else join in on the conference line. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Joshua in Cedar Park, Texas.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome back.
Hey, hi. Thanks.
Hey, Josh. How's it going?
Hey. How's it going?
Yeah, this is Roger.
Hey, Roger. You're in off tonight, correct?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
South Austin. The good part of Austin.
Well, I'm in the bad part, then.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Jim, Irvine, California.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Welcome to those people on BBS Radio. The question is Wynn Free going to be here tonight with us? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Terry in Dallas.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How you doing? Nice.
Good, man. Thank you for being here.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right, so if you have questions tonight, I might have an answer, but most likely not.
yes,
can you just win?
True or false?
There's Wynn.
Hello?
Hello, Wynn. I'm glad to see you're here, brother.
Yeah.
True.
Okay.
True.
Hey, Wynn, this is Willow. I want to wish you everything wonderful tonight.
Yeah, well, don't just make pretend it's not happening, okay?
You're nervous.
Break a leg.
This is not happening. This is not real.
This is a dress rehearsal.
With no dress.
This is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I believe Terry joined in. Hello, Terry.
Hi, hello.
Good evening, welcome.
It's good to be on the call, now I can relax.
All right.
used to be you got on the call and you weren't relaxed, right?
I know, but it's all switched around now.
Now she's the champion channeler.
At least you're sitting down, right?
Right.
Champion channeler.
You know, I am so proud of Terry. Because, I mean, you guys know how shy she is, right?
Yes.
And well, I never thought we'd get to this point. So.
Yeah.
She's beginning to really, really know her own strength and importance.
And her shyness is endearing.
Yeah, oh, very much so. I love the things that she says. It's
yeah.
Thank you.
I love who you are, Terry. You are awesome.
She was
Thank
busy putting
so
some.
Much.
Yes, Terry, you are very awesome.
She was putting some packages together earlier to ship, and she said she's having a dyslexic.
Because, like,
I
was trying to make the printer work, and the printer, it's got a couple things on the back that drag on a print copy. In other words, it's perfect copy. And I was talking to the company, to Brother, and mm-hmm. Brother was like, well, we don't know. It's like, do this, do that. Mm. And I wouldn't do it. So
that was Big Brother.
Oh, no.
Is anybody new on the call for the first time?
I don't think so. I think these are all...
I think everybody was familiar.
You know, a lot of people are signing up on conference call notifications, okay, today. And that was before I'm on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's been quite a bit of activity.
Yeah.
And,
when I look at it, we might have a few new people, Win.
Yeah.
Who have not announced themselves.
You know, they probably were unprepared because they got my email 5 minutes before the call.
What else is
new? They're not quite used to my style yet. Mm-hmm. Some people get it 3 hours after the call, and say, what is this guy doing? Now, I just want to tell all of you.
All right, is this still start the recording, Wayne?
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, Vaughn. Thank you for being here.
I am really unprepared, okay?
Then you usually have the best shows, so we're going to mute the line.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 26th, is that correct?
Yes.
Confirm it.
2015, and this is our question and answer conference call that people submit me questions. And if you do happen to be listening, you know, we have a number of people on the call who are regulars. And, you know, what happens is the regulars all get a little tipsy, okay? I guess they're following the lead of the facilitators. But it's actually ditzy in a good way, because it's kind of like we are having this connection on the call with these, you know, I can't see them, so I'm only reverse engineering this. And everything that happens just seems to validate that we got something positive on this call that they can't talk to us, and they do through Terry. And it's for quite some time, it was a rather surreal experience on my part, and even Terry's part, to think that could they be who they said they are? And then people started noticing all this energy and loving feeling on the calls, and they said it was them. So,
yeah, one of the things that happens is, like, they would come in, and Are they going to show up? You know, and then they come in with a pink light, and they flood me with pink light. And, they flood my body with pink light, and I start to relax. And then they say, don't worry, it's going to be good.
So in any case, hang on. Well, usually what I, the Wednesday call takes a certain amount of preparation, which I didn't do. I didn't go through my emails and get all the questions. So now I got to, like, talk for a minute while I get some questions that you guys have submitted ready.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know it, but he's going to be on Coast to Coast tonight.
They all know it. They all know it. Okay.
So we've been getting ready.
And I've been doing my websites and fixing websites up and feeling fairly bold, okay, in general, because I think everybody kind of likes me there, and which is a good sign. Let me see. Okay. Don Herman says, I didn't ask last week's headline question. Okay. I thought that might have been the case. Okay.
Well, while you're looking through your emails, Vin, I just want to tell those people here with us, our brothers and sisters, to just, if you can be there at the show tonight, Coast to Coast, that would be awesome, and just have an open heart. And if you cannot be at the show, then just, you know, do your prayers and see the situation surrounded by beautiful love light, and that will be supportive, and we thank you for doing so.
Well, you know what? It's not like I need emotional support. It's that you guys who have learned to tune into the frequencies, you know, the idea is to get those frequencies flowing through the Coast audience, and that as I get it, each of you is like a pillar on these calls at a different location. And when you're holding the space, you increase the space of the call, the energy of the call. So, you know, that's why Terry said, oh, I'm so glad I'm on the call. I'm relaxed. because we are creating the love on the call.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of amazing that you can experience love from people. Well, you know, we've gotten to know so many of the people that say hello, but even the people that are on the internet that never say hello, feel connected. And I, you know, they go through changes. They feel you guys are all helping. The ones who are on the phone help create the ambience for the people who are listening on the internet and even on the replays. Okay, so it really is a service for you to be showing up and holding the space, because it is a group energy that we're holding. At least that's the way it looks to me. And some of you are really getting that on an intuitive level. And let's see here.
Love is all you need.
Okay, I'm just about ready. Okay. I'm just about ready. See, it's nice that, the spaces can be so nice, okay?
Yeah.
Vin, do you want me to call in the light that you have another little space for yourself?
No. I got it okay.
Right.
I got enough questions here, and I'll get the rest while we go.
Well, Vin and Terry, thank you both very much for being so helpful to all of us here. Thank you so much.
All right, here we go. Don't be too mushy when there's a lot of new people on the line, okay? Because we'll sound like a cult. Right? It's like, oh, I'm so glad to have all the brothers, you know. It's actually true. It's kind of, especially people that are listening to Coast, some of them are really into all the conspiracies and chemtrails and secret shadow governments, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to be, you know, when I'm kind of tough and obnoxious, they like it, all right? So, and if somebody is too soft, they think there's something wrong, okay?
You don't know how a hardball I am, Lynn.
Are you hardball?
Oh, heck yeah.
Well,
I'm promoting the oneness that is, you know, we're all one, everything is one.
Okay. So let's get started. Father,
right.
Mother, God.
Thank you.
We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Now, if Terry is talking, we don't hear her.
Yes, I was muted. Hold on. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an, and we are a composite of a part of the Elohim group and a part of the Ra group, which are group souls that are in another dimension. We are energy beings, and we do not have physical bodies in the third density, and we are honored to be with you, and it is our desire to be of assistance. We come directly into your sphere, and we have parts of the Elohim and parts of the Ra group for a reason, because the Elohim us are very, very high frequency, and the Ra group us are a lower frequency that is more in connection with the Earth frequencies. This makes a broader range of frequencies that we leave a bigger footprint, and we are because of our diversified experience, able to answer more questions. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I have the first question. Are you going to be on the line tonight? when I do my show, or I'm requesting it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, we will be on the line.
Okay, thank you. All right, first
question. It is a joy to be on the line with you when you have such a big audience, as it gives us a group, a bigger group similar to us. We are very, very big. We can go totally off-planet and focus on Earth. If Earth becomes small, we can focus on a hurricane, and a hurricane becomes small compared to us, but yet we can be small enough to be inside a flower.
Thank you. Okay, Don Herman's question. Why does increasing one's personal vibrational frequency allow one to receive help from the universe more easily? Thank you.
We look at your question and we look at the potential of increasing your frequency. We look at amplitude, and if whatever your frequencies are, because you have more than one frequency, you increase your amplitude, it makes you have a bigger footprint and a bigger space within the density. And your signal, as you increase your amplitude at your frequency, it goes out into the universe, and whatever your intentions are, it signals the universe to match up those intentions, those desires, with similar desires and frequencies in the universe. That is why we say be careful what you ask for.
Thank you. Next question, from Joshua. Joshua in Cedar Park, Texas. Can I have advice on my ending relationship and for going forward to new ones? I am very passionate in believing in a true love, but keep missing the mark, apparently.
Thank you. It is not only you that is involved in this. It is the potential other. So choice, discernment, seeing exactly what is there, listening to the other person, listening to even your memories of your girlfriend, your former girlfriend or your hopeful girlfriend. When you put out your memory, you look at your memory and see what it is that she was saying. What any possible new relationship is saying, you might sit down and write down what your belief systems are to achieve in a relationship, what it is that you would like to see in the other person. And if when you review your former girlfriend or your potential girlfriend's belief systems, ideas, did she want to be heard? Was there something she wanted to be heard? Did she have her own motives that she wanted to get out of the relationship that were not possible? Or did she have her own quirks. Do not blame yourself just as you review it. See what it is that you would like to get out of a relationship, because there are potential matches out there. Of course, the spark of love has to be there too. But keep reviewing what has happened and what your thoughts are, desires. You would like someone that is there, somebody that is there for you. So it may take some looking and some discernment to find that person. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to make a comment from an Earth standpoint. You know, there was a long period of time when I was younger that I identified with being a romantic poet. And I was really looking for the person that I could give my all to. And they weren't coming in. And then nobody was good enough. And I was longing for this great expression. And at a certain point, I gave myself permission. You know, men get really backed up sexually, and more so than women. And somebody's going to argue with me on that, but I don't think that's true. Women have yearning to be loved, cared for, and cherished. And men have desire to release. And if they don't release, they get backed up. And then they get all kinds of sadnesses and blues. And so it's kind of important, at least I think it is, to understand that the physical release that a man has doesn't necessarily need the perfect romance and to do it. And if you wait for that and your energy is getting backed up, it may leave you out of balance. So be creative and learn how to release your energy. It doesn't necessarily always have to be the perfect person. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It can be just with yourself in a loving way. And learn to be true to your animal body and not put it on hold like you're waiting for this to happen, and then you're going to be in balance. That's my experience. It may not work for someone else. In fact, oftentimes, even when people have a relationship, and a caring relationship, they're not always on the same cycles. And it's like, how do you work that? How do you work it? Say, if you're someone that needs a release once a week, and you have somebody else that needs a release once every 2 days, and if people are really loving, really in a high state of loving, they will become sensitive to that in each other. But it may not always work that way, because sometimes it just doesn't work. Somebody has a job. They just have to travel. And so you got to figure it out. You got to keep yourself in balance. And keeping yourself in balance is part of being spiritual. It really is, because if you deny your own balance, then you're not loving yourself, and your love gets stuck. It doesn't flow. That's my experience. Now, everyone's different. Everyone has to figure out what's true for them. But I hope that might help. Let's see. Dharmananda, I cannot see my soul. Can you tell me what does my soul look and feel like? And I have to add a question to that, because if you're talking about what does something look like, we only have the experience of looking with human eyes. So we need to get an understanding of how do they look without human eyes. Do they have some energy system that interprets everything and makes it look like something visual? Or what is the mechanism where they can pay attention and be aware of even either physical objects or souls, energetic objects, from the high level that they're on? Thank you.
Thank you. Your soul is you, and so it is a very high level question, because if you want to see, you see generally through the reflection of a mirror of some type to see what you are like. So we can be your mirror. And we look at you and we see energy which contains light. And the light is you interfacing with the physical universe. It is like the burning of a candle. And still, that is not you. That is the effect of you in the third density creating light. You are essentially expression of an energy. We have that backwards. You are the generator of the energy. And the energy that you generate is visible, but you yourself are invisible, and therefore it is impossible to see you in your most basic form. You see the results of your being there, and other people can be a mirror for you.
Thank you. Next question from Vicky, and she lives in New York, Long Island. When individuals do full body trance channeling, can that affect their DNA, and can it be harmful in the long term?
It depends upon what you are channeling. If you are channeling a lower level entity, you can take on aspects of that DNA, and it can have any range of effects, as depending on what it is that you are channeling. If you are channeling from a very high level, such as what is going on this call, you may see changes in the brain, in the brain waves, and a different part of the brain can then take over. As Jay has mentioned, when she comes on the call, she begins to relax. And a different part of her brain takes over that can then couple with us. And as we come through, the brain makes various changes, which then can help upgrade the DNA. By upgrade the DNA, we may mean can resonate more strings of the DNA.
You know, both Carla Rucker and Edgar Cayce had problems that when they were channeling the rock rope. Edgar Cayce was told if he did more than so many readings a day, he would die, and then he did. And of course, Carla Rucker was attacked by what was identified as Orions when she was channeling. Is this a necessary side effect of channeling a very high source, or is it the effect of, by going to such a high place, it makes one's personal distortions more catalytic?
Thank you. If one does the correct tuning, one sets aside anything of their base nature so that they can simply purely tune in. And this is not detrimental. If one has within their matrix any unhandled energies that might attract another source or might open to attack, leave them open to attack, then it can make an opening for an attack. Carla, in her channeling, had a we do not have words to express this exactly. There are no words to express this exactly. We will do our best. She, within the plasma, within her own body, would be involved in the channeling and would burn up energy faster than she could replace it. And when she was in the deepest of trance, it would take some of her much-needed energy, and she would lose weight. Therefore, she had to back off the deepest channeling of the Ra group and to us, the Ra group, and to bring two factions of the Ra group. And it was a factor of a being's makeup. Not anything she was doing wrong, but it was a factor of the makeup that she gave too much of the plasmic energy into the channeling with the Ra group. And then she would lose her own body matrix energy and lose too much energy to, in the transaction, she was to lose weight within the channeling session. This opened her up for weight loss, and it was a bit ungrounding. She learned much from the channeling and how to handle negative forces when they would come in. Instead of fighting them, you set them aside or you love them and then move on. She learned much. we hold energies higher than the Ra group in this channeling, which are from the Elohim group. And the closest we can say is pure love, and we spread pure love over all of the matrix that is coming through, and all of you who are listening, and this pure love helps dissipate any negativity that may come about. We do not fight it. We simply are holding a different frequency. And so it's like we just don't pay attention to it. And we don't threaten it. We are love, and we bring love to the table, and they do not generally feel attacked, except when we say it right now, some could feel attacked. So we do not even really focus on it. We simply ride the love. That is our answer.
Thank you. Some people have this idea that perhaps myself or Terry or Carla made a contract before we came in to do this work. And I'm not sure that's true. It seems like we came in with the potential, but it took the synchronicities, the circumstances to bring in all the elements so that it would actually happen. So could you clarify that? Do some people come in with a contract, or is it something that gets created in the moment by the circumstances of one's life?
One comes in with a general purpose, something they wish to accomplish. It can be to have a family. It can be to have a good relationship. It can be to help mankind. It can be to learn. It can be many, many things. And this is not a general contract. It is a purpose that they are seeking to fulfill. Some people come in with a contract. For instance, the idea that I'm going to have a good relationship and then I'm going to only be here for 26 years. And they, at the end of 26 years, then they may take the contract and bow out, like maybe get ill, or because that's how long they intended to be here, or a child, like I'm going with the idea that I'm going to be born and then that's it, and I just want to get that experience. It's like there, it depends entirely upon the entity.
Thank you. Okay, next question is from, just a moment, Bonnie Tenners. I think Bonnie is in Corona. I think so. Yeah, she's in Corona, California. I would like to know, what distortions do I have? And how might I overcome them? I love this connection with our sources, and I'm honored to be a part of this work. Thank you.
Thank you. We see that you have less distortions than many people. However, you have this yearning to go back to another place, another time. You can tell by monitoring yourself what distortions that you have. For instance, if, like, you go through your day and, something might sort of trigger you, and you go, well, you know, I just everything was great, and then all of a sudden, I wanted to see someone, this can be many things. It's like you can open yourself up more, so that when you do have an idea, that you can just look at it as part like a movie and let it go on by, and you will begin to open your aperture further and further and begin to see more about your patterns. We'll mention one distortion, and you can open yourself up. When something that you are thinking might not seem like you fight it or you don't want to have it there, it might not even be yours. You may be copying it from somewhere, and it's very hard to let something go when it's banging you on the head and it's not even yours. If it was yours, it would probably let go easier. But we see that you are very open, and you are reaching to learn more. And so we see you are opening your aperture larger and larger to see what is really going on with you, and we send you our love.
Thank you. Patricia Juarez. And let me see. I don't see her city here. I think Terry has talked to her on the phone. Probably has her frequency.
Yeah.
I suffer from much blocked meridians and result in headaches and migraines. The last most recent episode was 9 days long and only gets better in small increments. And it's taken a full 2 weeks to get back to some semblance of normalcy. In the past, it's usually lasted 3 or 4 days, and at most, and it's worked itself out. But this last longest bout has been the worst. They happen several times a year and have plagued me for 20 years. Can you give me some suggestions of how I can avoid and preferably heal this energetic health issue?
Thank you. We recommend that you get detox, for instance, aloe vera or something for your body that can help you detox, make sure when your whole system is working with regularity, then there will not be the buildup back into the head. So make sure that you drink enough liquid or water. We don't recommend coffee as part of that because it is dehydrating. But to just make sure that the body fluids are flowing through your body, so that toxins can be released and not build up back into your liver and then into your head. Sometimes sitting all the time can cause things to back up. So pay particular attention to the flow of liquids and matter through your body to make sure it keeps flowing. And this will help to disperse any toxins that are there that can be backing up into the head.
Thank you. Do you think acupuncture is something that could help with that?
If it is a very good acupuncturist, it is possible. But we recommend taking a really good look at the diet and making sure you're getting enough minerals and enough liquids, and sitting a lot may be a problem for the aggravation of this.
Thank you. Rizya in Toronto, she has been having an injured, broken right wrist and a torn ligament on her left knee due to the same car accident. She would really like to heal this because she's afraid she's going to lose her job. And she wanted to see if in her areas, she's saying, what can she do to heal this? And can you help? And she wants to get back to work for financial reasons. Thank you.
Yes. We have been sending you energy for healing. We see that you, we suggest that you get enough minerals for the healing of the bone. The minerals in the proper proportions are very important for healing of the body problems that you are speaking of. Otherwise, we are sending you energy for acceleration of healing. But your body needs the materials to piece itself together in those areas. We do not mean to suggest there has been no healing, because there has.
Thank you. Next question is from Christina. And she is, I think she's new to us. She probably discovered us today on the George Norrie site. And she, let me see, she doesn't have here her city. I'll try the question, and if we can't tune in, we'll pass. I am new to your site. I'm happy to learn of your mission to increase awareness and build collective spiritual consciousness. I am currently a student of the Course in Miracles. I understand that nothing is random, and I have reached a point in my life where my current lesson is humility, finding myself poorly employed for minimum wage on a part-time basis, cleaning public washrooms. I am, by experience and education, a qualified architect and teacher. And I ask that a global request be sent forth for prayers that I may return to either of these professions where I can give the most to benefit others. Do you have any suggestions for me?
Thank you. We suggest that you take a look at each of those professions and see which one looks to you like it would be more fulfilling. They're quite different in the teaching. You would be working with others. In the architect, you would be working with drafting supplies and architectural drawing, and you would be interfacing with people from an architect's office, potentially. We suggest that you could find some architects in your area, and you could just see if there is a group that you could see that you could meet. And an architectural society, sometimes they have expositions with many architects. Architects that you could meet, and picture what it would be like to be going to an architectural office and designing. See what it is you'd like to design it. There's all kinds of ways you could branch out from being an architect, like to designing schools and churches and sewer systems and different areas of architectural work, designing road systems, designing buildings. See what it is that captures your attention. And then, on the other hand, you might wish to go to PTA meetings and see what it is to get in touch with other teachers and just get a sense of what that is like and see where your interests lie. In doing this, you would not only see where your interests would tend to gravitate to, but you would begin to make a few friends in these different arenas that could then potentially direct you to job openings, perhaps in an architectural office, even just starting making copies, making duplicates as a messenger or something, so you could get in and you could sense what it was like. Thank you.
Thank you. One thing I would do is whenever I'm looking for something, it's like start studying the architects in your area. Go to their websites. Look at them. Look at the people you feel affinity with. Look at them that seem to have high integrity and dedication to their work. And if you do that, and then you contact them, you tell them, you know, I was looking at your website, and you're the kind of company I would really like to work for. I looked at John and Ed, and I really like them. And I thought I just might come introduce myself, and maybe if something ever comes up, you can keep me in mind. And that's coming from strength. It's not coming from, what am I doing cleaning washrooms when I have all this talent? Don't tell them that. You know, I mean, tell them that later. See if they're impressed that you thought of them in that way and you researched them, and that people do respond to that. But it has to be genuine on your part, genuine authenticness. You can't fabricate it. When you feel the vibe, it really increases the chances, the affinity of getting a job. And don't think of a job as slavery. Think of it as cooperation and a cooperative effort where people do their parts. And that way, you'll draw those kinds of people in. And so on that note, we are at the end of our call. And I thank everybody for being here. I thank Terry. I thank our sources. I thank Hives. And maybe some of you will be on the line tonight. If anybody calls in, feel free to call in. And tell them you've been coming to our calls and how it's impacted you. Okay? Because that will be make a difference to other people. That could be a great service. You know, if you create one person who changes their life because of something you did, and it doesn't have to be bringing them to our calls, but that's kind of an easy thing to do. If you create one person who changes their life, it will change you. It will change your energetic structure with the universe, because you can't do something in an authentic, genuine way for someone else. It doesn't immediately come back to you as well. So on that note...
All callers are unmuted.
Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Love you all. Thank you.